Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Tet, and we've been discussing the Shvuot Eidut. Well, that's how we ended the shiur as well. So the Shvuot Eidut is if someone says, "Look, come to testify. You witnessed this. Is I don't know what you're talking about." Makes a Shvuot in front of Beit Din. We importantly said a Kohen Chacham in front of Beit Din. The Mishnah actually brings a machloket. Meir says it doesn't have to be in front of Beit Din, but we brought the way we explained the Gemara is lachachamim. Then he would have to bring a korban or levi ored as well. That's one of the korbanot. But then the Gemara also discussed what about a Shvuot Pitui? That if it doesn't qualify for a Shvuot Eidut. That's what we discussed towards the end of the shiur, but now bring a different case, a bit like that. Now, Shvuot Pitui is just again, a violating a Shvuah. You would also have to bring a Korban Levi Ored. So the Gemara now says, Karov ma'u shelichayev mishum Shvuah Pitui. What about a Karov, a relative? And they said, do you swear that you don't know this Eidut? And he says, look, and he lies. Well, clearly he's not Chayev a Shvuat Eidut because we just explained that like a relative, a Pasul Eidut, wouldn't be able to. His testimony would meaningless in Beit Din in order to extract money. Okay, so therefore it can't be chayev a shvuat eidut, but can it be chayev a shvuat bitui? So the Gemara says, "Yevi kahada." The Mar Rabba says, "Rabba bar Shmuel, shvuah shenatan ploni laploni maneh v'nimtzah shelo natan." What if he says makes a shvuah that so and so gave so and so a particular amount of money v'nimtzah shelo natan and didn't give it? So explaining the korban, he says, "Im nishba yiten ploni laploni mante." There's no, that's not a shvuah bitui. Shrei ein ploni brushoto liten or v'shelo liten. I mean, after therefore after la'avar, even if he makes a shvuah regarding the past, kagon shnatan, I gave. Sorry, not I gave. That so and so gave so and so a particular amount of money or shelo natan. It also wouldn't work. So let me just correct this. Meaning, someone makes a shvuah saying that, like, even if the Reuven said that Shimon gave Levi a particular amount of money. Now, that is in his capacity to, it's not in his capacity, but he can say that that occurred. But let's say in the future, Reuven can't say that I'm making a shvuah that Shimon will give Levi money. It's completely not in his control to do so. So since he can't, since this shvuah doesn't apply la'atid, it can't apply la'sha'avar. Meaning, he wouldn't be chayav to bring a shvuah bitui. Again, it's about future. But the ribuy of this korban of a shvuah pitui going into the past is learned from the ribuy from it. So therefore, if it doesn't apply going forwards, like Reuven can make a shvuah that Shimon will give something to Levi, that's ridiculous. So therefore, the shvuah wouldn't apply if Reuven said that Shimon gave Levi some sort of money, right? Tachi nami so to hear, karov afal pi shekasher la'edut l'kol adam, despite the fact that karov is kasher la'edut for other people, kevan shepasul lazeh hanishpa alav, since he's not able to do it regarding pasul l'nishpa alav. Therefore, it cannot be again latid type of thing. So therefore, it doesn't qualify shvuat bitui. Okay. So in other words, the first understanding, the first tzad, he can't be chayav shvuat bitui because it goes against the symmetry, let's call it, that's required for a shvuat bitui. And that's going Shmuel, by the way, in the Gemara. Because the machloket about that, where it has to be, it, in order to be chayav la'avar, it has to be also possible latid. There has to be some sort of symmetry in what he's doing, or perhaps differently. Or kahada, maybe it's a falling. Amar lo heichan, if someone says, heichan shuri, where's my shur? Now, importantly, he's talking about a shomer chinam. Shomer chinam is patur in many cases. Okay? Amar lo, he says, ain't you know what you're talking about? Matasachli. So here is really like a shvuat pikadon. Now, interestingly, a shvuat pikadon is a different korban a person has to pay if they end up, doing tshuva. Korban, sorry, provide, I should say, and that's a korban asham. So here we say, the who shemet, and actually what happened is this animal met on nishpa or nishpa. Ended up dying, or it was taken captive, or one of the circumstances where Avar was lost, or one of these circumstances where the Shomer Chinam would have been patur anyway. So, in other words, essentially, well, clearly it's a patur meshvuah pikadon. Yes, meshvuah pikadon, because there was nothing that he was withholding, if you like, that was belonged to the person, because the fact that it died had been patur. Let's say animal dropped dead, he'd been patur for paying anyway. There's the fact that he denies having a possession, well, he's not withholding anything that he owes him. So I missed a bit. On Nishpara, the Amir Vamir Patur is Patur. However, Rav says you have to be careful here. Patur Mishvua Pikadon v'chayev Mishvua Pitui. While he is Patur Mishvua Pikadon, he is Chayev Mishvua Pitui. Here we go. So this might be paralleling our case. He's Chayev Mishvua. He's Patur. We'll explain a bit more detail on the Korban in a minute. He's in our case. While the relative can't be Chayev Mishvua Eidut, maybe he can be Chayev Mishvua Pitui. So I'll just explain it inside. Is oh, this is again the Kromaneh. Damya Ashba'ata Karov, like maybe it's different, like this case. Amal Shomachinam. Hey, Chantry, this is Matra in your day, Matas. I know what you're talking about. Met, or Nishbar, 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 and he says, well, do you swear you don't know what you're talking about? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then Kigrav Kenhu, Shalom Bashar, that you never in your care, Amen. Vezesh Sheker, and it's a lie. I feel hachi is still part of a korban shvuah. She ain't no chayav korban shvuah al shvuah pagon. Elim ken nishpal davar she ilu hadahu chayav. Because in shvuah pigon, once again, you only chayav shvuah pagon pigon. That in a situation that if had you admitted, you have to pay him. And in our case, it's a lie, as I explained already. Explained in the shomer chanam, he wouldn't have to pay because it was his patur. Aval hacha ain't no hodah la met she kibel la shor al shemet shvuah patur. Hilchach ain't no maybe korban shvuah. Now, why is that? But Rav says, "Hadanam patu hainu shvua shehu patu ma'asham shvua pikadon." That's for the korban asham. That's in, that if someone denied and made a shvua regarding pikadon, he's chayv to bring. However, v'chayv mishum shvua bitui l'shavar, but he still lied and made a shvua regarding something in the past, an event that again you never gave it to me. Looked like that. Therefore, you're chayv. Umevi korban olev yared, and you have to bring this korban olev yared. Im shagagaz it explained, right? If imeshag le korban, kedin shvua le shavar, but omer ein yodea anish shvua zu asura, aval ein yodea le korban. Okay, but that's just a technicality that again, normally shvua is if you inadvertently went over it. So we're trying to say, how would you bring this korban olivet if there was an inadvertent component about that? I didn't know it had to be a korban. Fine. It says va'afal pisha einu belahaba, meaning even though in this situation. That you can't, it doesn't go like yamut v'lo yamut. The animal will die or the animal will not die. Kiman shu belav, the hen, since it's an, again, yes or no, meaning I did take care of, I didn't care of, the animal did, I'm not. Chayv alav mishum bitui. You still chayv. Hachinami, so too, in this situation, he maintains, you see from Rav in this situation, it's not a situation belahaba would apply, but nonetheless, hachinim shu adedu, afagav the leader belahaba, just in this situation that the, again, the eidud can't be lahaba. La'aba, I don't think it's, again, I need to explain, like, I will testify. I don't think it's like that. But I will know Eidot. You can't do that. It doesn't apply to the future. Tabale nishba levatel et ha-mitzvah, afilu hachi, you see, nonetheless, chayev mishum bitui. That is chayev mishum bitui, nonetheless. So you see, Rav, in this context, is chayev mishum bitui. So that's a tut stadim of the safek. Now, do we compare the case of this relative is making effectively like a shvur edut, which it's not really shvur edut because again their testimony is they wouldn't be able to testify in Beit Din. Are you chayv shvur bitui? Well, on the one hand, do you compare it to the case of shvur bitui normally that it has to be again la avar and la atid in this situation it can't be la atid, and therefore not chayv shvur bitui? Or do we compare it like Rav's understanding of a shvur pikadon? That despite the fact that Shvuah Pikadon, you can have a situation where he's not Chayv Shvuah Pikadon because he wasn't, his so-called lying, if you like, didn't have any monetary or material value because he was Pater anyway. Nonetheless, he's Mechayv Shvuah Bitui, despite the fact that it can't be Latid, so too in this case as well. Okay, that's a tut sadim of the Safek. But let's just still continue in Shvuah Pikadon. So Rav Yochanan, Mechah Shemitzvah Lafiso, Einu Chayav Mishum Shvuah Bitui. So he says, even in that situation, by the shvuat pikadon, he would not be chayev this shvuat bitui. This is the case of the shomer chinam that would be patur anyway. So just to explain, he says it's a mitzvah lafisol. So again, the korban eder says here, hu'il u'mitzvah shomer shishavah lafis dato ala mafkid kumufrash bekra. Since again, that shomer is chayev to make a shvua in order to set the mind at ease of the mafkid, the person who gave him the property. To look after. Beitin and Beitin obligate him to do that. That's not a Shvuat Bitui. Why? Because what's a Shvuat Bitui? Dichtiv im nefesh ki chichav alevat zvatayim. And the understanding is ki is not when, but is if. In other words, lahai ki is I. V'achigam im tishava dahainu me'atzmo, that he indeed, if you like, chose to make a Shvuah. That's when the whole parasha of Shvuat Bitui comes into play. Aval here in the based in the Mechayim to make a Shvuah, the Shvuah Dainin, that's Bal Korcha, he's compelled to. And because he's compelled to, it's out of the parasha of Shvuah Pitoy. That's what Rav Yochanan maintains. So another situation, this Shomer Chinam, who again they said, "Can I have my cow back?" They don't know what you're talking about. But in the end, the cow really died. So Shvuah Pitoy is not going to be chayav because again, there's no monetary difference. In other words, even if you admitted to it, to be patur. But and you can't say Shvuah Pitoy is chayav because this is a shvuah he had to make, Beit Din compelled him to make. Right, it was Shvuah Shomrim, and therefore that does not Shvuah Bitui. However, what's Rav's response to that? He says, "Al da'ata de Rav, eino mitzvah afiso." By the way, you see quite clearly here, according to Rav Yochanan, either way you have it, the krovim would be part of Shvuah Bitui. Okay, because it was only Rav on this side of the subject that said it would be that the shomer, the so-called shomer, would be chayiv mishum Shvuah Bitui. However, back to this, al da'ata de Rav, eino mitzvah afiso. So, isn't there a mitzvah to give the shvuah? Is the question. So, it's a mefiso, which means that yes, he's compelled by Beitin to make a true shvuah, but not a false shvuah. In this situation, therefore, he could still be chayav shvuah bitui, as we explained. Okay, that was the tricky part of the shiur. Let's continue. Tani, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, v'nasa avono. Again, this is referring to an individual who makes this. A type of shvuat, and he has to bring a korban. How do we know it has been done with Beitin? Again, according to Chachamim, Yapin and Agada. In other words, you learn the Gzer Shavah from two. It says Vehigid, all right, the Haggadah. So that one by Shvuat Shomrim, and the other one, sorry, Shomrim, Shvuat Eidut, and the other one by also it's the Korban brings a pasuk of Sita al pi adavar she ginu lecha mina makom ahu. So this is referring to a pasuk dafka ba beitin, so malahalam ba beitin afkam ba beitin. Okay, fine. Now then, this next piece we did Masechta Ketubot, and I'll explain like we spent it like Reb Chaim there. It's just so I don't know. It's a different shiur when we had Reb Chaim, like the parish there. It was just I found it much easier and smoother to understand. So that in general. So therefore, we'll continue doing that here. So what that means is you don't accept a testimony unless they both saw the same instant, same mice, the two Edom at the same time. The way Reb Chaim explained it there, what that means is, let's say someone that's Reuven saw alone that Levi did Yehuda on Monday. Then Shimon saw another loan that Levi did Yehuda on the next day. Okay, both a sum of 100. So according to Chachamim, say, well, that's not going to help you. You don't have 280 for either of the loans, so forget it. Get out of town. So there's nothing to talk about. However, according to Reshuban Levi, says, no, you got 280 at least that there was a loan of $100 that Yehuda owes Levi $100. So therefore, they can combine to say that money is owed, even though it's related to two actual different physical loans. That's a machloket. So the Gemara says. That's how Philip Bazar Chazer. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, "B'shem Rav, modim chachamim lebeshur." They both agree in certain situations. Be'ede bechora or be'ede chazaka. Be'ede bechora means that the father says that my son's a bechor, and it doesn't matter because that is not about two different loans. That's talking about one individual, the bechor. So if one person heard that the father said my son's a bechor on Monday, another heard it on Tuesday, it's fine. You got two edim that the father said that the son's a bechor, because fine, that's not a problem. Or similarly, Eide Chazaka. You have to be very careful, Eide Chazaka, here, because you'll see that the way of the Mepharshim gets a bit complicated here. But that's why Reb Chaim says, we're talking about Eide Chazaka means that they saw Reuven doing an act of a Kinyan Chazaka. He was Chofer, Goder on one day, another Eide comes on another day and says the same thing. So since it's the same Sadeh, same action of Baalut that the person's taking, therefore they can combine. Okay? Other mafashins are explaining this got to do with Chazaka and Shaloshanim, but we're deliberately going to put that aside because you'll see why it gets complicated towards this. So if you start explaining it that way, let's continue. Rambam said, Rabbi Yirmiyah, ap eide simanim hem also simanim, meaning the two simanim to say whether an individual is a shtei sarot, whether the individual is a girl is a gdola. Simanim. So the Gemara says, oh, well, actually, the commentator says, he says, Shira'u bos, could be a boy, but I thought it was referring to a girl. Anyway, let's get to it. Ma de psh, he goes, now Gemara says, Ma de beshita beze omera iti shtei sarot begabo. Beze omera the shtei sarot begabo. So, in other words, if you've got two witnesses to say, we saw two sarot begabo. Then we say that obviously that combines. If you say that you had one witness saying, I saw a hair towards the back side of the body, and the other one towards the front side, again, they're talking about the two se'arot, the pubic hairs here, we say in that situation, lo klum hu, because you've got chat se'ir un chatzi davar. You've got one head on half the matter and one on another half the matter, so clearly they don't combine, everyone agrees. Kosh again, gabo, obviously, if one witness, one after the other said, oh, we saw one hair at the back, clearly, because there's no two heads. However, what if once two sets of witnesses say, we saw one hair on the back, we saw two witnesses say we saw one hair on the front. Now, what's the din there? So here, we've got Rabbi, in our, the Gerusa here is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shoah, Bar Rav Shimi. Or the Gerusa that the Karmanida says it should be Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Rabban, Rabbi Shoah, Rabbi Shammai. Anyway, Chadamar, Pasul, Vachadamar, Kasher. One says, well, it doesn't work, and that says it's fine. Manda Amar Pasul, Kamina Chatzisiman. Two say we saw one hair on the back. Well, they're only made Al Chatzi Davar. And since they're made Al Chatzi Davar, you don't have a proper Eidut. Sorry, I'll just contrast this to make it clear because I'm not sure if I made it clear. Initially, we said this was pshita. Why? If you've got two witnesses on the back, it doesn't make a difference. All we need is two witnesses to say there are two hairs, we're fine. However, here we're saying we've only got two witnesses that there's one hair on the back, and two witnesses says we've got one hair on the front. And because each of them are only made al chatzi davar, you don't have a full testament on a full davar then. So the Gemara says, so therefore it's pasul. However, manda amar kasher, it's okay. Ani Omer Shema Nashru. Now, importantly, the way Reb Chaim explained this piece was as follows. Again, people explain differently. He says that it's impossible, if there's a hair at the back and the front and they can't be seen at the same time, it's impossible for two witnesses to say the full testimony. Why? Because after he sees the first one, these two witnesses, and they go to the other side to see the front one, the one in the back may have fallen off. So you won't have, there's impossible to see two at the same time. You're only going to know whether there are two, like two siman, these two simanim, if you've got the two sets of witnesses on the front and the back seeing it at the same time. So therefore, since that's the case, we don't refer that as to being chatzi davar. In other words, two witnesses seeing the one, because it's impossible to see both simanim at the same time. We don't say it's chatzi davar, it's a full davar, and therefore, if you like that, then they can combine. That's a machloket there. Okay. Now, what happens though in the following case? What if one person says, I saw two hairs on the back, another person, I saw two hairs on the front? This is a case we haven't seen yet. So here we've got a three machloket. Rabbamar will says, Divra kol kasher. It's absolutely fine. Why? Because they've got the two people are being made on the same in the person. That she is a gdola, right? She has two cells. She's a na'ara. She's got the two hairs. Okay. Now, even though it's not the same hairs they're talking about, no. One person says I saw susar at the back, another says I saw susar at the front, and therefore, fine, she's a gdola, because again, two people are made on the same person, even if they're not made on the same siman. It's a siman. Now, this is different, by the way, to the loan, because the loan what we had is that the machloket between Rishu and Chachamim was there weren't. The two witnesses were testifying about two separate loans. And the question was, can they combine for the hitchayavut, if you like? The fact he's obligated to pay him money. This is different. In this situation, they're both being made about the same girl, right? Whether she's a gdola or not. That's why it's kasher. However, Rabbi Chaya says, no, divra kol pasul. Why? Because in that situation, he's of the opinion, well, you don't have two edim on the two simanim, so get out of here. We'll get to that in a minute, why that's important. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, this is the same, this is really the same machloket in the Zohar Bav between Chachamim, Rabbi Shuv, and Korcha. So I'm Rabbi Yossi le Rabbi Chagai. Rabbi Yossi le Rabbi Chagai says, Ha Rabbi Yudin Kavati, Rabbi Yudin is like me, that it's machloket. Amalei va'al Rabbei anapali kol shekan alavai. Meaning, I argue with the Rav, and the kol shekan on you. So that's not a proof. Amar Rav Mana Yehut, Amar Rabbi Chagai says as follows. Now, why does Rabbi Avra sort of gave a little hint to it? Why is it the Rabbi Chagai's position that it says if you've got two, again, one person sees two hairs on the back, one person sees two hairs on the front, then it's pasul, it doesn't work. That is because, ilu shtara chatum ba'ar b'chotamot. Zemi'id al shnayim, zemi'id al shnayim. Let's say you've got a shtar with four signatures. One person comes and verifies two signatures. Another person comes and verifies in two signatures. Vikara alav irer, and the party that complains, one of the parties in this din says, "This is not a kosher document. Shema klumhu? Would we say that the document's been verified? Absolutely not. Why? Because what are the roles of these two individuals that are coming along and verifying signatures? They're not coming to me that this is a kosher shtar. There's a kosher shtar. Or sorry, let's start again. They're not coming to me that what the shtar is saying is true. They're coming to verify signatures, and it's through the verification of the signatures themselves is what gives the document authenticity. And since you don't have two signatures that have been verified by two witnesses, it's not an authorized document. So too here, and it says, "V'ein kol chatimat v'chashta edim." In order to verify the doc, to make sure this document has force, I need those signatures to be verified, and that's the roles of the edim coming along to say that I recognize signatures. And since you don't have two witnesses on two of those signatures, you haven't got a verified document. So too, kol siman tzarich shtei edim. So too here, that's the same thing. It's when they're coming along and saying, "Oh, we saw two hairs," right? That's not saying we're made that she's a gedola, like we made this in God. No, it's the simanim that do. Just like the signatures give validity to the document, it's the simanim that sell themselves that change the status of this person to an ara. So therefore, you need two witnesses on the same simanim. Just like on the two witnesses on the same signature, so therefore that's why divrei hakol it wouldn't. Again, one person says I saw two hairs on the back, one says on the back, on the front, it wouldn't make a difference. Rav Chinena Shamalei Mishnei Chazaka. He learned it from the years of Chazaka. Ilu had me'id she'ach la shana rishona v'shina v'shlishit. Ve'had me'id she'ach la revi'i chamish v'shishit. Let's say one witness comes along and says, "Yeah, I saw him in the field." Using the field for year one, two, and three, the Shemitah cycle again. Another Shita says, "Oh, I saw him on four, five, and six." If you remember, to get a chazaka on a field, you have to witness to say that this person was using the field for 3 years. From that point onwards, if he claims I bought it, he doesn't have to bring any shtar anymore to validate his or to prove his purchase if his ownership's contested. So you might think again, well, isn't this the same thing? You got one person says he's in it for 3 years, another person says it's 3 years, so then it's fine. The answer is no. In that situation, it's not, it's lav klum. Ve'en kol chazaka tzricha shtei edim. Why? Because this years of usage is a ra'ayad of the balut. And you need, it's like the signatures on a document or the simanim. You need the two witnesses to verify that siman or that indication of balut. And since you don't have two witnesses on year one, two, three, or two witnesses on four, five, six, it's meaningless to so to the same thing here. Okay, that was a piece from Ketubah. Let's continue. Gemara says, Ka'ada is following. Ain shomin mina eidim, elim ken baushneim kecha. Now here, it means you don't listen to the witnesses unless they come to Beit Din at the same time. Okay, that's what it sounds like. Now, Reb Natan says, Shomin dibrei rishon ulekshevo sheni shomim et rabbi. No, they don't have to present themselves to Beit Din at the same time. The other one can come later. Now, Rabbi Yonan Havi Yativ Makshe, Ifshar it hachabar nashte deshama halacha Rabbi Natan. Is anyone who's heard the halacha is like Rabbi Natan? So Amr Rabbi Yossi Bar Chenina, what about, well, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yakin? So Amr Le, well, Yakum Le'el. Now, Yakum Le'el means I gave him smicha to come forward. Kevin de Salik, Amar, Shamat halacha, do you hear halachas of Rabbi Natan? Amar Le Shamati, indeed, I heard, not the halachas like him, the Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcha is like, holds like Rabbi Natan. Now that's really not a chiddush. Rabbi Shimon Ben Korcha was a shita that says the Eidim don't even have to see the same thing. This is a case where one Eid can see that he loaned him money on Sunday, and another Eid lent him the same amount on a Tuesday, and they can combine, meaning they combine to create the chayvut of that 100 that was borrowed on, even though it was on two different days, because you've got two witnesses saying there was an obligation to pay, despite the fact that they were testifying about two different loans. Okay, so obviously, if the witnesses don't have to see the thing at the same time or the same thing in order to create the chayvot, they can come on two different times. So that's what to testify. So the Gemara says, "Amalei." So he says, "Amalei v'lahada tzorcha." Do we need you for that? So "Amalei v'loit kaven Reb Yossi ben Chanina." Reb Yossi ben Chanina, when he says, "Oh, by the way, it's Reb Shimon Yakim tried to get him to come." Ella maskar of Shuman Yakim la El begin to have an Inish rubber. When he, if you like, invited him to come, or sort of suggested him invited to come, I should say. Because you remember, Reb Yonatan says, who knows? And Rav Mechina said, oh, Rabbi Shimon Yakim, because he wanted him, if you like, to come to get smicha because he was an Inish rubber, because he was an Adam Gadol. Okay, let's continue. So it was like a ploy, if you like. Now, Rav Chista Bai, Ma'u li kabel edim shlo b'fnei Baal Din. Can you accept testimony when the Baal Din, the other one of the parties, is not there? Rav Yossi says, B'shem Rav Shabtai, mekabli edim shlo b'fnei Baal Din, v'av dina le'gzar din. You can accept your testimony without our Baal Din being there, and you can even exact judgment. However, im ba'vi iro kayam. However, if he comes to complain, the Baal Din says, whoa, 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 what just happened here? You brought witnesses without my knowledge. What's going on? I don't trust them. These guys weren't even there, the whole thing. Then the Aro Kayam means the Choser Hadin Ad She'idu Befanav. Then we have to bring the testimony and open up the case again. So now Gemara says, Adam Shishalach Acharav Beit Din Shalosh Pamim. Let's say they tried to tell a Baal Din to come to Beit Din 3 times and you refused. V'lo ba. In that situation, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Mekabla Eidur B'lo Baal Din. In that situation, you don't have to wait for him anymore. You can accept the Baal, you can accept the Eidim without the Baal Din coming. You've told him 3 times to come. He didn't come. The Avdin and the Gzar Din and the Beit Din can even exact a judgment based on it. Kahada Kahana Damach. It was a situation where Kahana died, but Shavik Yarte and he left Yorshim. And it said Shavik Yarte Yartu le, so Yartu the Rabbi Yeshua here. The case here is Korbanator says Kahana Kiska Kahana mit he died, Vehiniach Yorshim left Yorshim. They are Baal Chov le Rabbi Yeshua. So le Rabbi Yeshua means that Yoshai was owed money. And then if you keep back to the Gemara, if you bail Rav Elazar, so hardly accept the terms of the law, even despite the fact that the Yorshim weren't there. The explanation the Korban brings is because they were rechokim, they were far away. And therefore, since it was so far away, it was like a shalchu lo v'lo. So that allowed the Beit Din to continue to rule and give the money v'zachel Rabbi Shah, and Rabbi Shah was able to collect his debt from the estate. V'lo od. Ella, it says the Shavik Sfarim. They left Sfarim as well. And Katab Rabbi Elazar Yarti Sfarim de Zachat Baum Eretz Yisrael in Motzino Tan Luchutz Aretz. In other words, those Sfarim they left behind already Eretz Yisrael been Zocha, and you can't take them to Chutz Laaretz. There's different explanations why is in the times that the Sfarim in that time, if there was a written Eretz Yisrael Kumite Chutz Aretz, one understanding was Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael that the Eretz Yisrael needed Sfarim. Okay, so Rav Sin Nisi says B'shem. Rebbe Lazar, im katav almanat lotzi, I'll explain here. Im katav, the commentator says differently. Hamorish o hayorshim then he can. So the way the commentator explains it, if the morish, the person who died, wrote in his will that he wanted his yorshim to take his svarim out to chutz aretz, then they could do so. Marna says, Reb Chiya Barabbas. Kamei Rabbi Yossi says, Maulotzi, can he take the means far in from Eretz to the Chutz Aretz? Meaning, is Halach Rabbi Lazar or not? So Gemara says, Amar Lei, Le'uvda Atashal, you're asking Lamaisa? So Amar Lei says, no, Ubaish Lerav Zira, Delo Amar Lei Uvda Begin Meida Mahu Amar. In other words, he regretted not saying, yes, I'm asking a Halach Lamaisa question because he would have wanted to know what the answer was, Halach Lamaisa, and he didn't get it. Okay, Rav Yirmi Havalei Din. Rav Yirmi had again a din. Im chabarnash with an individual, kamlus adote d'lo, and they accept the testimony without, not in the presence of Rabbi Yirmiyah. The chayim the Rabbi Yirmiyah, and they obligate Rabbi Yirmiyah to pay. Rabbi Yativ mitzdar, Rabbi Yirmiyah was very upset. Efshir mekablim aiding below Baal Din. How's it possible they accept the aiding without my presence, without Baal Din being there? So Rav Hun, Rav Pinchas, Rav Chizkiya, Chukak lo alun piruk bepiruk biyomahu. They didn't come to the base midrash of the day. Dach Rav Huna va'al, the Rav Huna squeezed his way in, if you like, va'al, and he entered v'shakach, he found matzah, Rabbi Yirmiyah mitzta'er, he's found him upset. Va'amar, he said, efshar mekabla eni below Baal Din, is it possible you can accept the Eidut without the Baal Din in? So I feel even if they're in my Imahim ear, I mean, how's that possible? So Amar Lei, no, he says, ken chamat datun de Rabbanan, that indeed is the shita de Rabbanan that one can do so. Yes, let's continue. Fine. This is now this is the halachiyot. Yod. Now, gamar davar. What happens in this is the next Mishnah. What happens when the Beit in the Din to finish deliberating? Hayu machnisin otam. They bring the Baal Din back in. Gadol shebadayin omer ish ploni ata zakai. Ish ploni ata chayav. He says, okay, you don't have to pay. You have to pay whatever the judgment is. Uminayin, or you're victorious, you're gonna have to pay. Uminayin lo yamar. How do we know the ones that leave Beitin? Lo yamar lo ani mezakeh b'charav mechayiv him. You don't say. O ma'aser rabu alai. And how can one of the dayim can't say, look, I was really on your side. What can I do? I was in the minority. Like, you know, spill the beans in terms of what happened behind these closed doors. Al ze omer, al ze nemar, it says, holich rachil megalesod. That this is a pasuk from Mishlei, that someone, holich rachil, like a rechilut, like a telltale, he's someone who's megalesod, someone who is megale, reveals a secret. So you see the basis, we're basing on this pasuk, that they're not allowed to, if you like, reveal the secrets of the positions of the different dayanim when they made that judgment. Okay, set up, have a look.